Yeah, it was very disappointing. The last time I campaigned very strongly with Pat, it was really disappointing. It was 275 votes, yeah, which is nothing. You're talking about less than one vote per booth. And we really shot ourselves in the foot with our own two candidates absolutely last time round. So I would hope that wiser counsel prevail this time, and I'm certainly campaigning strongly for there to be one candidate ticket. But as you know, every organisation has their party headquarters, and ours will decide, I suppose, in time. I would imagine they'll select one at convention and make a decision as to whether to stick to one sometime after that.
Whether people like it or not, and some will and some won't, Fianna Fáil's a more popular party, I think, now than it was in 2014. So be it you, whichever candidate would run, I'd imagine they should fare better with a good campaign.
Well, a European election's a bit different, and given now that the constituency is bigger than it used to be, because at the end of the day, it's like a mini-presidential election, 13 counties, it's a massive constituency. So it's about any one candidate being able to mobilise the vote. I suppose traditionally Fianna Fáil would have ran many candidates with the idea of trying to get all areas to vote. I think I'm around to situation whereby we keep doing that. We'll keep shooting ourselves in the foot. So I think that the candidate, and hopefully I'm that candidate, and the work I'm doing now, hopefully would, I suppose, pay dividends in the longer term, and that people will realise it's not about having your MEP in your doorstep at 13 counties. We're in a different era now. It's about that individual being accessible to the ordinary punter in the street. The ordinary voter, the ordinary businessman who needs representation, and that's really what it's about.
I mean, people know you, of course, here, and I mentioned, you know, people know you right across the constituency, but it's a massive constituency that, you know, it pushes right down into the heart of the country. Presumably, if successful in getting a nomination, you'd rely on the party structure sort of to put your name out there a bit more, but it would involve a huge commitment in terms of travel, in terms of meeting people, etc.
Yeah, a massive commitment. But I'm very lucky because we always had an organisation within the Blaney fold that still exists, and I'm hoping to mobilise that again and put in a fairly intensive canvas, particularly those county nearest to us, blanket canvas in those, and as much as we can after that. But you're absolutely dependent on colleagues, friends, party workers to allow work for you. But you also have to put in the hard graft yourself and lead by example. And I suppose that's why I'm out of the traps so early. Probably putting up about 2,500 kilometres per week at the moment. And well up to maybe like before Christmas. And that's trying to tie in that nomination and to sell my message, and hopefully that will take hold. And if I can mobilise the organisation, which I believe I can, I do believe we can have a successful campaign.